Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. So one artist, three songs, your request, 312-981-7200. That is the Guess Who. Deanna chose that, so we'll hear two more songs from the Guess Who. That, is, of course, is No Time. We were just talking to Dan Feinberg about, you know, shows that he would like to see rebooted or brought back, and then we're going to talk also about shows that that were canceled too soon. They were taken away from us too soon, and I want to hear from you guys. So the phone lines and the text lines are wide open for that topic, shows that were taken away too soon, shows that you would love to see come back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We already got a bunch of texts coming in, and we got a list here of 30 TV shows that were canceled too soon, and they're in alphabetical order. It's TV Line. That's the critics' pick from TV Line. They chose these, and we'll talk about those. Of course, the one that, you know, there are a lot that come to mind that I wish were never canceled, that I thought were taken away too soon. But of course, the first one that pops into my head, because I am a 15-year-old girl, is My So-Called Life. I was just beside myself when they canceled that show. I was so angry, so angry. Esmeralda, you know, you saw the big box set that Jeff Tuckman brought in for me,
mm-hmm.
of My So-Called Life. It's the entire season, a whole bunch of extras. I just love it. Now, was that a show that you got into, Esmeralda?
Not really.
No?
No.
Oh, all right. Because I thought, you know, it was right around that time you were watching a lot of MTV, right?
Yeah, but I don't know why. I mean, you know what? It was because you needed to take up that spot for all those 13-year-old girls. There can only be so many.
Yeah. Well, that's the first one that pops into my head. And then, of course, Wonder Falls, which was a... Oh, yeah, look at this. 773 area code. Wonder Falls should have run for more than one season. Well, it didn't even run a full season. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Wonder Falls?
I had seen a couple episodes, yeah.
I love that show. Caroline DeVernis plays a girl who works at a gift shop at the Niagara Falls, and she lives in a trailer, and inanimate objects begin to talk to her. And she has to help people. Her job is to help people because she's hearing, you know, things talking to her. And I thought it was wonderful. Just original, and I thought Caroline DeVernis was amazing. And it didn't even air the full season. They aired four episodes. Fox aired four episodes, and they canceled it. And then I went on, like, a campaign on my show because I love the show so much. I had Brian Fuller on the show. I had Caroline DeVerna. We tracked down Caroline DeVerna, the main actress, had her on the show. I started a petition to have Fox release the DVDs. Now, I don't know if I had anything to do with it, but they finally did release the full season. So you can see all 12 episodes, but they only aired four. And that show was just a personal favorite of mine. I thought everything about it was great. It was original. It was quirky. It was unusual, and it was funny as hell. And I loved the cast. I loved the writing. I loved everything about that show. And nobody was watching it, and Fox canceled it after four episodes. And it was one of those shows that I think, had they given it, you know, the kind of chance that it deserved, it could have stayed on longer. I think it could have stayed on longer. But there is one full season available on DVD. That's Wonder Falls. And if it's this, you've never seen this season of television, it's so worth it. I don't know if it's streaming on any of the stream channels or whatever the hell they call networks, whether it's Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. I don't know if it's available, but look it up. It's called Wonder Falls, and it is a great, great show that was taken away way too soon. So we're talking about shows that were taken away too soon, shows that you would like to see rebooted. 312-981-7200 for talk and texts, and we'll get back to the phones and this conversation after we take a break for the news. Oh. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude here weekday mornings 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 after this show, and then Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Deanna, second song by Guess Who, and that's Hand Me Down World. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and the text number. We're talking about TV shows that were canceled too soon. They were taken away from us too soon. And TV shows that we would like to see come back and be rebooted. That seems to be a big thing now, rebooting things and putting them on TV. So what would you like to see come back and shows that you missed? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We got a bunch of texts coming in. But let's get to the phone lines real quick. Here's Paxton on WGN. Hey, Paxton.
Nick, I was the other person that watched Wonderful, Wonderful.
Yeah.
I still dream about it today.
That's a great show. It was just such a great original show. And I was so angry. You know, they cancel it after four after 4 weeks. And Fox was notorious for doing that, for canceling, you know, not giving good shows a chance. It's been on for 3 weeks. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, here's another one. This is the one I'm calling about. I couldn't remember the title, but to Dan's credit, he nailed it right off. Dead Like Me.
Oh, yeah.
With Mandy Patinkin,
yeah.
And the toilet stool crashes down on her, and they gently help people go into the next life.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great – Dead Like Me was a terrific show.
Yeah, there was one more thing about that. I was teaching an advanced – placement English class at that time, and we were reading Dante's Inferno, and one of the girls wrote a paper comparing that to Dead Like Me to Sharon, the boatman in Dante's Inferno,
okay,
ferrying people across the River Styx,
explaining
what's going to happen to them.
Wow, that's cool.
that's all I got. Great topic.
Okay, buddy, take care.
Out.
Okay, see you later. Let's get some texts here. We got a ton of stuff coming in here. 815 area code. Andy Richter controls the universe. Two seasons were not enough. I loved that show. Dan, did you watch that show?
You know, I only saw bits and pieces of it.
It was really terrific. I love Andy Richter. I'm glad that he went back with Conan after the whole Tonight Show debacle. Esmeralda, did you ever watch Andy Richter controls the universe?
I didn't. I remember I tried to give his other show a chance.
Oh, yeah. What the hell was the name
of
that?
He was a detective.
Yeah. Oh, God. I totally forgot about I forgot about that show.
That's what he left for Conan,
yeah,
I think.
That's what he, yeah, that's exactly right. Randy says Freaks and Geeks, even though it was on for a few seasons. That, yeah, I mean, you know, there's no way you could reboot that show because the pay scale of the people involved, everybody on that show would get $1 million per episode, considering how far their careers have gone since Freaks and Geeks. And that metal show on VH1. Is that metal show not on anymore? I thought it was on VH1 Classic. I thought it was still on.
He had called it in. He said that there was a situation where like they had an entire season filmed, and then they got the axe, so there are episodes out there that have not been aired.
Okay. That's a good show, man. I like that show. Steve says, I'm still mad the way that Deadwood ended. So people are so pissed off about that. I'm one of them, too. And, of course, Dan brings that up when we were talking to it. Feinberg brings that up when we were talking to it. And to rub salt in my wound, David Milch, the creator, ended it for his next project, John from Cincinnati, which had a great cast and promise, but it all turned into full-on lunacy. I like John from Cincinnati. I like that. It was the first time we saw Rebecca De Mornay in a really long time. It was a weird show, though. 765 area code, three shows that I thought were canceled too soon. Firefly, Police Squad, and Wonder Falls. All great choices. All great choices. Police Squad, six episodes. There's only six episodes of that show, and it might be the funniest show in the history of television. And those six episodes are six of the funniest episodes of television that you will ever see in your entire life. And of course, they made the Naked Gun movies based on that, but the TV series, the original Police Squad TV series, those six episodes are funnier than any of the movies. Have you got, Dan, have you ever seen the original Police Squad?
No, never seen it.
Oh, man. Do you like the Naked Gun movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You gotta see it. Esmeralda, what about you? Have you ever seen any of the original Naked or Police Squad?
I don't think so.
But you do? You mean you like Naked Gun movies?
Yes.
You'll love the show. The show is unbelievably funny and really, really brilliant. And they made a mistake. Here's what they made a mistake. ABC aired it, and it was a really, there's no laugh track on it. It's one of those shows that you got to pay close attention to. And they had the genius idea of airing it opposite Hill Street Blues when Hill Street Blues was at the height of its popularity. And nobody watched Police Squad. Nobody did, except me. It was me and my friend Bob Hansford, I went to high school with. We would come back from we'd come to school on Friday at Luther North on Friday and just talk for an hour and a half about the episode of Police Squad the night before. It was the best. It was best show ever. All right, here is Steve in Galesburg on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. I don't remember. I think it was only 6 episodes. I think they only wrote 12 scripts. Do you remember Hot L. Baltimore?
I do. I don't know the series as well as the play. I mean, I knew the play very well.
But I think that's one that could be redone because not a lot of people remember.
Yeah, I mean they could do it. The original source material is a very, you know, it's a very popular play, and it would be cool to have it redone for television again. So,
and I also wanted to say I'd love to see in syndication Mary Hartman and Forever Fernwood.
Yeah, that would be great to bring those back. You know, Forever Fernwood, then bring out Fernwood Tonight and America Tonight. Those reruns with Martin Mull and Fred Willard. That stuff.
But they had to be in syndication because you can't replicate them.
Yeah, no, you can't. Absolutely. All right, Steve, thanks.
All right.
Okay, and here's Michael on WGN. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
You got the best show on, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you deserve the Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, the show I miss is Constantine. It used to be on NBC, I think.
Yeah. You know, I never really did watch it. I saw a couple episodes of it, and I guess Dan, you would know this more, right? Than it was pretty faithful to the comic, right? Except he didn't smoke.
Right, right, yeah. And the comic,
the comic. What were you gonna say, Dan?
The comic book was much darker than the show could have been on network television. The other interesting thing there was that the CW picked up the character and brought it into their universe as well.
Right, right. You know, it's fun. Michael, thanks for the call. I love the movie. I'm I know I'm in the minority on that, and Keanu was evidently all wrong for that role.
No, I love that movie too.
I think it's a great movie. It's a great Peter Stormare in that movie. Amazing. Tilda Swinton, Rachel Weisz. That movie rules, and he smokes like a fiend in that movie. But he's supposed to be like a British dude, like a blonde-haired British dude. And Keanu is about as far from a blonde-haired British dude as you can get.
I actually, a friend of mine knew the guy it was based on.
Oh, like the real guy that Constantine was based on? Really?
Yeah. It was a friend of his who he unfortunately passed away, but he knew him, and yeah. The blonde guy looked way more like him.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy on, I mean, you know, fans of the series say that it was closer to the comic book than the Keanu Reeves movie. Because I remember when the Keanu Reeves movie came out, there was a big backlash. You know, one, from people who always love to bash Keanu, which makes me angry. And then two, from the people who loved the comic and were mad that he was cast and they said that they screwed it up. Now, admittedly, you know, I don't read comic books, and I never knew the character before I saw the movie, and I thought the movie was cool as hell.
Ditto.
You know, yeah.
That actually made me want to look into it.
Yeah.
Or want them to do more with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, another movie that did that for me that I didn't know any characters, didn't care. Well, a lot of movies that are based on comic books I'm not familiar with because I don't read comics, but I remember going in to see Blade. And the first Blade movie, and I was like, because at that point, Wesley Snipes was coming off of like Passenger 57 and that White House movie, and The Boiling Point, and all that, all these crappy movies, like 4 or 5 really crappy action movies in a row, and then it was like, oh, Blade, oh, he's a vampire, oh, yeah, this is going to be a piece of crap. 10 minutes, the opening sequence of Blade, I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I will never see a better movie ever. Because the opening, you've seen Blade, right, Dan?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
the opening sequence of that movie?
And how it starts off so nonchalantly, too.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda, have you seen the original Blade?
I have, yeah.
That first 10 minutes of that movie, I was like, what? This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I love all the Blade movies. I even like the third one. I don't care. Triple H is in the third one, so that's right there. 815 area code says, Dirty Sexy Money was a show that was taken away too soon. That's mentioned on this list from TV Line. We'll get to that in a second. 607 said, I would like Southland to return. Upon its demise, I pretty much gave up on series television. Well, that did return. Southland was canceled by NBC and then ended up on a cable network, right, Dan? Like it was on USA or something?
TNT, I
believe. TNT. Yeah. But I guess the Second Life didn't matter. 920 area code says, bring back My Name is Earl. It rules. Yeah, it was on for a while, though. I mean, it's a great show. I love My Name is Earl. But that show was on for a while. That had a nice run. Enough to get into syndication, so they made their money. They made their syndication money. So, all right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back. TV shows that were taken away from us too soon and TV shows we'd like to see rebooted. I don't want to see your face no more. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday continues, man. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200, one artist, three songs. Deanna closes up her Triple Play of the Guess Who with American Woman. 312-981-7200 for talking text. We are talking about TV shows that were canceled too soon, TV shows that we would like to see make a comeback. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Mark on WGNA. Mark?
Greetings from Cleveland.
All right, hi.
Yeah, I'd like to mention a show that's already come back once because the original version was very short-lived and the new version sucked. I'm talking specifically about The Outer Limits.
Ah, The Outer Limits, yes. Yeah, you know, they rebooted Twilight Zone twice
after the
original one. And I remember the one from the Twilight Zone from the 80s. Had some pretty good episodes.
Good.
Yeah, they were good. The most recent Twilight Zone was not as good, but that one from the 80s was pretty strong.
Yeah, but I'd love to see a new Outer Limits as in the spirit of the original show from the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be good. I'd like that. I think we got room for that. I think people would do that. Yeah. All right, Mark, thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, take care. Yeah, the Twilight Zone, I remember it was one. The Twilight Zone in the 80s that William Friedkin directed an episode of it. Dan, I don't know did you ever watch the reboot from the 80s?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you were probably too young. But there was an episode that was directed by William Friedkin, and it was about a war vet who kind of goes nuts in a diner. And I remember it was unbelievably intense. Like, it was really scary. And I remember specifically that I was kind of shocked because it was on network TV. I don't remember what network. I want to say maybe ABC. But it was on, and I remember being freaked out by just kind of how intense and sort of how explicit it was. And I can't remember the title of the episode, but
it's called Nightcrawlers.
Nightcrawlers?
That was for the his unit in Vietnam where they gained their powers over mind over matter.
God, it was good, man. Was there any name in it? Does it have a cast?
Let's see here. James Whitmore Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Scott Paulin, Robert Swan, Exavin Cervanka, Bobby Bass, Sandy Martin, Matt Levine.
Yeah, it was so good. Friedkin directed it. And I just, that stayed with me. I mean, that was like an episode of television that really sort of freaked me out and stayed with me. And that was a reboot of The Twilight Zone. And here's another Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Nick, if you have time, there's an interesting story behind American Woman.
No, I know the story behind American Woman, Mark. I know the story. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. By the way, I'm glad that after taking so long to give you a full-time air shift, they didn't take long to put you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you very much, man.
Joan of Arcadia, I'll just say, I think Amber Tamblyn was actually the weakest of the four main actors. I thought the other three were great, and I thought that they provided some interesting subplots, and I thought that Mary Steenburgen was more than eye candy. She was a character of substance.
Yeah.
And she was eye candy, too. Let me just compare it with Touched by an Angel. I liked Touched by an Angel, but I felt it got syrupy at times, and I also felt that the storyline got lost in the concluding sermon a lot of times.
Yeah.
Joan of Arcadia had a lot of interesting stories. The premise was interesting. The choice of the Joan Osborne theme song was interesting, and the stories often left Joan having to agonize over a predicament, which to me is a lot more realistic than, I mean, like I say, I like Touched by an Angel, but I think that in terms of realism and other factors, I think Joan of Arcadia was stronger, and I wish it had stayed around longer.
Yeah, yeah, I like that show, too. I never watched Touched by an Angel. It just was not in my wheelhouse at all. But I did like Joan of Arcadia. I was a fan of that show. That was a show that it was on for a little while. I think it was a couple of seasons. But, yeah, it was a pretty good show. Mark, thanks for the call. Let's see. 708 area code. Do you remember Dream On with Brian Benben? I used to love that show. That was on HBO. That was one of the first shows, like TV shows on HBO, because HBO was just mostly movies, you know, for a while. It was all movies and like stand-up comedy. But that was the first like sitcom series for HBO. And it was a big deal because it was a sitcom that had boobs in it. People were all excited there were boobs in it. That show was on for a long time. Dream On was on for a long time. Jay in Ohio says Hill Street Blues was canceled too soon. And 815 says there was a show on for one season, I think, about 10 years ago called Surface, and I loved it. Surface. I don't know that show. Sarah says 666 Park Avenue. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Who was in that, Dan? What?
Vanessa Williams.
And who was the dude?
Yeah, John Locke from Lost.
Terry O'Quinn.
Terry O'Quinn, yes.
Yeah. Person of Interest. Well, Person of Interest was on for a long time, wasn't it? That got syndicated. That one got syndicated. True Blood and Northern Exposure. Now, a lot of people were upset when Northern Exposure got canceled. My ex-wife was obsessed with Northern Exposure. Let's see. 608 area code says, I really love Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. It was a spectacular show by Aaron Sorkin, and it was taken away too soon. I think we need another Brandon Tartikoff who will give a show a chance. Yeah, here's the thing about Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, and I am the opposite. I hated that show. But the weird thing was, I don't know if you remember, Dan, but that was the same year that 30 Rock debuted. So it was two shows about the making of a late night TV show inspired by SNL.
Right.
And the better show stayed on the air. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up and then more shows that were canceled too soon and shows we'd love to see come back.
Skyline pigeon fly towards the
right. Welcome back, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! So one artist, three songs. Dave chose some Elton John, and that's Skyline Pigeon. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then after 6 o'clock, it's your morning drive with the great Steve Cochran. We are talking about shows that were canceled too soon and shows that we would like to see rebooted and brought back. Dan, did you have one that you would like that was taken away too soon, or you'd like to see rebooted?
Yeah, a show I really, really loved. That's available on Netflix right now, so I highly recommend it. It was a show called Limitless. It is
based on the movie,
right? Yeah, the Bradley Cooper movie from whatever it is, 10 years ago now. But same concept: the guy gets a pill that allows him to unlock, you know, all 100% of his brains instead of the usual 10% we did. You know, and we talk about. How there's this new like breed of movie and shows that is both kind of like a wink at its predecessors and kind of takes on the tropes of its predecessors.
Yeah, like Fargo, for instance. Yeah,
but then also like does them very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really smartly written show. And you know, Mark Webb was involved, who did 500 Days of Summer and the new movie
Gifted.
Yeah. And you know, it's just one of those shows that's very thoughtful, and every episode had three or four moments that made me laugh out loud. But you could tell there was a lot of thought, a lot of good writing in it. Everybody in the show is really charismatic. We've talked about in the past, I'm a big fan of Bradley Cooper, and he was involved. He came back, he reprised the character.
Yeah.
I always love when guys, like, you know, do that. Like, they don't hide their past. They come back and try to build on it. So it only lasted one season on CBS.
It was only on for one season?
Yeah, only one season. And, you know, it was one of those things where they were hoping to get picked up by another network and it didn't work out. But, yeah, you know, even the bad episodes were still kind of good in a way.
Yeah, and you and Feinberg spoke highly of that show when we would have our conversations.
And that's the show that I go to where, like, I just, you know, if there's nothing I want to watch on my DVR, that's what I pop on.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Limitless. And it's available on Netflix. What about you, Esmeralda? Was there a show that was canceled that you liked that you were a little bit upset about?
I liked Lie to Me.
Yeah, Tim Roth.
I love Tim Roth.
Yeah.
So I was really bummed that he didn't have a job anymore.
Yeah. You'd have to get in line behind my ex-wife, Heather.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, did she love Tim Roth.
And I liked that show. I like those kind of, there's a problem, and now we'll fix, you know, the Law and Order type of deals.
The thing about that show is, and I liked it, too. I liked it very much. But there happened to be, at that time, if I remember correctly, there happened to be about five shows with really smart, genius guys figuring crimes out. Because there was The Mentalist.
I know, but not Tim Roth.
I know. I agree with you. And The Mentalist, who was the dude in The Mentalist?
He's that pretty blonde man.
Yeah. What the hell is his name? British. He was an Australian guy who was in Land of the Dead.
Oh, okay. I was thinking he was in that movie where he's a landscaper.
Yeah.
Simon Baker.
Simon Baker. Yeah, I like Simon Baker. I like him a lot. Well, he was in Land of the Dead. Yeah, so it was The Mentalist. There was another one that was on.
Numbers? Numbers.
Yeah. Was Elementary on then, too? Was that, I think they were like, at one point there was like a large amount of really smart, genius, quirky guys figuring stuff out. And I think that Lie to Me got lost in that mix, which is unfortunate because Tim Roth rules the planet.
Yeah, I really enjoy him. I also liked, and I think they just, it had like five or six seasons. House of Lies.
Don Cheadle.
I like Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
I really like watching that show. I was like, I like you, Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle's great.
Yeah.
He's great. Who was the female lead on that? It was Kristen Bell.
Yes.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed that show, and they've canceled it. They canceled it recently.
I like that show, too. I've come to the conclusion that I will watch anything with Kristen Bell. Anything. I loved Veronica Mars.
Great.
Veronica Mars, by the way, also fits into my 15-year-old girl psyche. But I love Kristen Bell. And have you guys seen footage of her guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel when he was off?
No, I didn't. I haven't. I know you told me about it. Sounds great.
She was great. Her monologue was good. She was great. And every appearance that she made on Craig Ferguson's show was genius. And they had a really special, relationship, a really great special flirty relationship. She was like what Terry Garr was to Dave Letterman, Kristen Bell was to Craig Ferguson.
You see that video where she cries because they were going to bring a sloth for her to see?
Yeah.
She's adorable.
She's the best, man. I love her. Let's see. We got some more texts coming in. Ton of texts coming in. 574 error code says, The Tick was hilarious. Tick is coming back.
But not The Tick that we know.
Yeah, it's not Putty.
Yeah.
I love the animated show myself.
Yeah, me too.
I love the animated. Spoon! I love the animated show. Who is The Tick in the new?
I forget. I saw the trailer, or I saw the first episode at Wizard World last year.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that impressed.
Yeah.
People were into it, but I was like, eh.
I like the version with Putty. But
yeah, that was very over the top. This one isn't.
But I like the version with Putty. I did, but nothing beats the animated. I mean, the original animated stuff is the best.
No, yeah, the animated. And speaking of animated, can they please bring back The Critic?
Oh yeah,
I love The Critic.
Yeah, that show was great. I think that was Feinberg's choice for one of the best shows that nobody watched. If I remember correctly. That was a great show.
I
did, too. I watched it every week. 312 area code says Samantha Who, which I didn't watch, and then Pushing Daisies, which I loved Pushing Daisies. God, did I love that show.
And that was around the time with Wonderfalls, too, right?
Right around that same time. Same people behind it, too.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. And Kristen Chenoweth was in that, and Lee... God, what was the lead guy's
Pace.
Name? Lee Pace. He was so good. That show was great. The United States of Tara. Yeah, that was a good show, but that was on Showtime. That was on for a few seasons. And Kyle XY. I watched one episode of that show. I thought it was so weird.
He didn't have a belly button, right?
Right, yeah. It's just a weird show.
I really enjoy, I guess that was the only one because they canceled it, Revenge.
Oh, Revenge was fun, man.
That's so far, I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that was a fun show. And that they did. They canceled that after, I think it lasted two seasons.
Yeah.
But that show was cool. Okay, from the 763 area code. Oh, God, one of my favorites. It was only on for two seasons. Men of a Certain Age. Oh, my God, did I love that show. It was Ray Romano was one of the producers of the show, one of the creators, and he was in it. And it was Andre Brower and Scott Bakula. And Dan, did you ever watch Men of a Certain Age?
No, I know. Even though I had Bakula, I just never got around
it
to
was,
it.
It's
and Brower. Unbelievable.
And, yeah, Andre Brower and Scott Bakula. And it was such a great show, and it was so far removed from Everybody Loves Raymond. Like, it was an hour long. It was a comedic drama, and it was the best work that it was when I realized that Ray Romano was actually good. Like, Everybody Loves Raymond is entertaining. It's fine. It's funny, and it's based on his stand up. So that's like his it's in his wheelhouse. But this was, and it also happens to be about guys of a certain age that I was, that I was around when that show started.
but it wasn't, it wasn't like in front of a live studio audience.
No,
laugh
no.
track.
Mm-mm. It wasn't at all. And I thought that show was great. I thought Men of a Certain Age was really, really great. And it also helped that I was one of those men of a certain age. So I identified with a lot of what was happening in the show and a lot of some of the stuff that the guys had to deal with. But Bakula, he's on the NCIS New Orleans, which is huge.
Right.
Andre Brower is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine doing some of the funniest stuff he's ever done. And, of course, Andre Brower known as being hilarious before Brooklyn Nine-Nine. When I heard that Andre Brower was going to be in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'm like, wait a minute, Frank from Homicide, Life on the Streets, is going to be in Brooklyn, is going to be in Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg? What? And he's great on it. He's hilarious on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So anyway, if you Men of a Certain Age, there's two seasons of it, and I think you can probably watch it. You can stream it on Amazon or something, but it's a great show. A great show. Okay. We got a whole bunch of, of texts here coming in. So keep them coming. We also have this list from TV Line, and I'll fly down that list of the 30 canceled TV shows that were canceled too soon. Welcome back. Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah.
Dave chose Elton John's I Want Love as part of his Triple Play. Isn't this the video with Robert Downey Jr.? That's a great video, man. Good old Robert Downey Jr. Remember when he released an album of, like, jazz? Wasn't it, like, jazz standards or something? Oh, man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about shows that got canceled too soon, shows that we would like to see return. Danny says Kolchak, The Night Stalker, was a great show, and I don't think it was on very long. You can watch it Sunday nights at 9 on MeTV. Robert says, hey, Nick, love your show. Vengeance Unlimited with Michael Madsen was canceled way too soon. It lasted only 16 episodes. 773 area code says classic Saturday morning cartoons should return. Yeah, but now there's so many channels that are dedicated to just kids' shows and kids' programming. I remember being so excited every year when they would have the new lineup, the Saturday morning cartoon lineup. It was fantastic. I would plan my Saturday mornings.
I don't even think there are cartoons anymore. It's all, like, educational animal shows.
Yeah. There's nothing on Saturday mornings. You got to go to, like, you got to go to Nickelodeon or whatever,
yeah.
or fire up the old DVD player. 773 area code, Parker Lewis Can't Lose. I actually like that show. Corin Nemec, was that the dude who was the lead?
Yeah, I think that's right.
How the hell did I remember his name? I liked Parker Lewis, Can't Lose. 630 area code says, Get a Life was canceled too soon. That show was genius. Chris Elliott, come on, man. Esmeralda, you know that I'm quoted on the DVD box for Cabin Boy?
I've heard inklings
one,
of that.
One of my proudest achievements ever. they had to actually put my quote on there because they couldn't find any other like legitimate critics who liked the movie because I was the only one in the world who liked it.
I know a few people who love Chris Elliott.
Oh,
and they love all of his stuff.
I adore Chris Elliott. I adore him from the first times he ever appeared on Letterman. His appearances on Letterman were genius, and I love Chris Elliott's daughter, Abby, and I love Chris Elliott's dad. It's just a family of comedy, man. Like three generations of a brilliant comedy. 847 area code, Boss ended way too soon. Yeah, I got friends who act who feel the same way. 815 area code. Herman's Head. Oh, that show was weird. Freddy's Nightmares and Tales from the Dark Side.
Ugh.
What, Tales from the Dark Side?
That opening scared me.
Tales from the Dark Side?
Frightening. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It would go like negative. They'd be like two.
Yeah.
It would just go negative and that music.
It would freak you out.
Ugh.
Not as freaky as the Robert Stack show where he's going, hey, that guy's still alive.
Or I mean, that was added. Yeah, no. Tales from the actual show never scared me. It was just that opening.
Just the opening. Okay.
And then I would switch it.
I got to change the channel.
Yeah.
608 area code says, how about Suburgatory with one of your future ex-wives? Oh, yes. My future ex-wife, Jane Levy's in that movie.
What was the during name that of show? That? What's the name of the show on ABC? And I'm angry that I can't remember. And it had Damon Wayans' kid.
Oh, Happy Endings.
Yes.
That's a good show.
Oh, so mad that
Casey Wilson. Casey Wilson rules. Another girl who was wasted on SNL.
I'm so mad they got rid of it.
Yeah, that was a great show. James at 15 was a show from a long time ago. It was too short-lived. Yeah, listen, it was on long enough for the second season because they called it James at 16. I remember that. The first season of the show was called James at 15. The second season was James at 16. I watched it. And Lance Kerwin was the lead. I can't. I wonder what ever happened to Lance Kerwin. Lance Kerwin was the lead. All right. Here's Tim on WGN. Hey, Tim.
Good morning. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I got a couple from Blast from the Past. Green Acres and Beverly Hillbillies. They were only on for a couple years. And, like, when you watch them on Netflix, I mean, it's.
I think Beverly Hillbillies was on longer because Beverly Hillbillies started out black and white and then went to color.
Yep.
Yeah, and I love Green Acres. Green Acres is genius. That show is genius.
You wonder if the writers of that show used to sit around and just get high.
Oh yeah. Oh, completely. People forget, you know, that Green Acres, they're like, everybody lumps it into like Petticoat Junction and Beverly Hillbillies, all these like hillbilly shows that were popular on CBS in the 60s. But Green Acres is an insane show. It's like insanely creative. And I agree with you, Tim. I think they sat around the room and blew a bunch of weed and then wrote episodes about pigs. And it was just, the show was unbelievable.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then. Another one that they didn't take off the air that I didn't think was done was Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That could have kept going, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, if you go back and watch Seinfeld, which I do every day, the seasons like seven, seasons eight and nine, when Larry David left the show, it was just not as good because, you know, no matter who wrote the scripts, Larry David got final cut of them. And when he left, the quality of the show went down, especially the last season. The last season was not very good. And then real quick, Jeff, what show did you want to mention?
Bleep My Dad Says.
Bleep My Dad Says with Shatner. Based on that website, yeah. That lasted for like a season and a half, I think, on CBS. Okay, we got a break. You know what, Dan? We didn't even get to the list. They'll have to save it. Because everybody just has very strong opinions on this stuff. So, all right, we got to take a break. We come back, we got the news. And then after the news, Esmeralda and I will engage in another epic battle of celebrity name game. But the news is coming up next after this break.